Welcome to AI Unraveled, your daily briefing on the real-world business impact of AI. Today's episode is defined by massive-scale, high-stakes alliances, and boardroom drama. The biggest news? Apple is reportedly integrating Google Gemini to power the new Siri, a partnership that fundamentally rewrites the consumer AI landscape. Meanwhile, OpenAI solidified its infrastructure with a staggering $38 billion cloud deal with Amazon. This isn't just news. It's the cost of staying relevant. We dive into the stunning internal friction at OpenAI as Sutskever's deposition reveals a year-long plan to fire Sam Altman and details of merger talks. Also, we look at real-world ROI with a Wharton study confirming surging enterprise AI adoption. We also cover Baidu matching Waymo's robotaxi scale, Google pulling an AI over a false claim, and the AIX breaking news of the day. But first, a crucial message for the enterprise builders. Stop marketing to the general public. Talk to enterprise AI builders. Your platform solves the hardest challenge in tech: getting secure, compliant AI into production at scale. Secure your mid-roll spot. The link is in the show notes. Please remember to like and subscribe to AI Unraveled, and let's unravel today's AI news.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, the sources you sent over this time, they're not just headlines. They really paint this picture like a high-density map of the global AI scene right now.
They really do. It's this collision of massive strategic shifts, unbelievable amounts of money flying around, and some, well, deeply personal corporate drama.
Absolutely. And if you want that snapshot of acceleration, you know, where the money's flowing, where the risks are bubbling up, this briefing is definitely it.
Exactly. So our mission today is to sort of cut through that noise. We're focusing on three main threads. First, this unprecedented financial and, frankly, geopolitical arms race for compute.
Okay.
Second, the really high-stakes human drama, the stuff that just keeps defining OpenAI's story.
Right. The OpenAI saga continues.
And finally, this essential paradox of AI actually being used in the real world. You've got these huge enterprise wins on one side, and then these really urgent, sometimes frankly terrifying, safety failures on the other.
Okay. A lot to unpack there. And we should probably start with a strategic move that feels like it really redraws the map. Apple.
Yeah.
For years, they've built their own stuff, right? But the sources confirm this major shift. Apple's quietly deciding to integrate Google's Gemini models for a lot of the new Siri experience.
That is a huge deal, like a tectonic plate shifting, as you said. It shows that even a giant like Apple realizes that right now, catching up with the best general AI chatbots, it's maybe a losing battle.
So they partner with Google, get that immediate capability.
Exactly, top-tier capability, without pouring, you know, monumental resources into that one specific fast-moving area.
But Apple isn't giving up on its own plans. Tim Cook is still really bullish on Apple Intelligence, right? That's planned for 2026.
He is. He called its integration a major deciding factor for consumers eventually. So, yeah, they're kind of renting the capability now.
Buying time.
Buying time, precisely. Time to build their own unique thing later. It really underscores how hard building these foundational models is today.
Okay, speaking of strategy and resources, let's get into that financial arms race. Because while Apple's partnering, OpenAI seems to be going all in on independence and massive scale.
The scale is just, it's breathtaking. That recent cloud deal with Amazon, $38 billion over 7 years.
$38
billion. That number alone tells you everything about their growth projections and just how much compute they think they need.
And it's not just the money, is it? What's the strategic angle here, especially thinking about Microsoft? They tried to keep OpenAI pretty close on compute before.
Ah, well, that's the crucial bit. This $38 billion deal, it came right after a corporate restructuring. And that restructuring explicitly removed Microsoft's veto power over OpenAI buying compute from other providers.
Okay, so freedom.
Freedom. They're actively diversifying, reducing risk, both geopolitical and corporate. And AWS isn't the only play. They plan to use all that new capacity by the end of 2026.
Wow.
And they're building new data centers, too, with Oracle, SoftBank, even the UAE. It's a clear statement. Our destiny isn't tied to just one partner.
Makes that shift from partner to, well, competitor pretty stark. And Sam Altman seems to be enjoying this new status. He dared the market to go short OpenAI.
Yeah, that's more than just bravado. It's a declaration of control, almost. He's trying to create what the sources call sovereign confidence.
Sovereign confidence. What does that mean in this context?
It means betting heavily on compute scarcity. You know, the idea that compute is the new oil. If you believe that, then whoever controls the most compute, which OpenAI is clearly trying to do, holds a kind of sovereign power.
So that quote is basically challenging anyone to bet against them locking up the resources needed for AGI.
Exactly. Making belief in AGI a literal financial trade. Bet against us if you dare.
Meanwhile, Apple, feeling that pressure perhaps, is changing its tune on acquisitions.
Yeah.
Tim Cook's now saying they're open to acquisitions and partnerships.
Right. Which fuels all those rumors about talks with Mistral AI, Perplexity.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know renting Gemini is just a short-term fix. For Apple Intelligence to really work, they need their own talent, their own IP.
And that's why those reported talks to maybe acquire engineers and tech from that smaller startup, Prompt AI, are interesting.
Possibly the most telling sign, yeah. They're targeting specific high-value skills, things they just don't have time to build from scratch internally right now.
Okay, moving from strategic acquisitions to, well, internal warfare. Let's pivot to the human side of things.
Mm-hmm.
The details from Ilya Sutskever's deposition about the OpenAI drama last year, it adds a much darker layer.
Oh, it moves way beyond just corporate rivalry. The stuff is historical. The deposition confirmed Sutskever planned Sam Altman's ouster for over a year.
A year?
Yes. And it culminated in this secret 52-page memo accusing Altman of a consistent pattern of lying and manipulation.
52 pages. That's not exactly a spur-of-the-moment thing. Where did you get all that evidence?
The testimony points to Mira Murati, the former CTO. She apparently provided the bulk of it, including screenshots.
Wow.
And Sutskever was so worried about retaliation, he sent the memo as a disappearing email. The sources specifically mentioned fear of Altman's reaction before the board could act.
It's incredible. And the internal dynamics described sound truly toxic. The memo claimed Altman intentionally pitted Murati against Daniela Amodei.
Yeah, and Daniela Amodei, of course, is the sister of Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei. She worked at OpenAI before co-founding Anthropic. The whole ecosystem felt, well, poisoned by distrust.
A real corporate civil war, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
And then, right after Altman was out, the board actually considered merging with Anthropic.
They were that desperate for stability, yes. The proposal was for Dario Amodei to lead the combined company. And apparently, former board member Helen Toner really pushed for that.
That moment, where the world's leading AI lab almost merged with its biggest rival, it just shows the insane stakes.
It really does. And, you know, after all that internal conflict, much of it focused on the risks of superintelligence, you have to wonder, is anyone thinking about how this tech should actually serve people?
Which is the perfect lead-in to this other development. A former ex-AI researcher, Eric Seligman, is launching a new firm, Human.
Yes, and aiming for a huge raise, right? $1 billion at a $5 billion valuation? The name itself says a lot.
Humanin. What's their philosophy? What does human-centered AI actually mean when, let's be honest, everyone claims they're doing that?
Well, in their view, it's about providing a necessary counterbalance to the pure AGI race. Human is focused explicitly on new training methods, methods that strengthen what users can do.
So making the AI a reliable tool for augmentation.
Exactly. Rather than just chasing superintelligence itself, they're prioritizing things like verification, interpretability, practical utility.
And Seligman isn't some outsider. He pioneered the research behind teaching models to reason step by step.
Foundational work. Stuff that shaped OpenAI's own O1 series. So this is a key thinker in the field now shifting the focus.
It really highlights this split emerging, doesn't it? Between raw capability and reliable utility.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's move into section three then. How AI is actually being used right now and this collision between governance and real-world rollout. That Wharton study paints a pretty positive picture for business adoption.
Oh, it really shows enterprise use has moved way past the experimental stage. Nearly three quarters of organizations are now measuring AI ROI.
Actual ROI, like productivity gains, profit increases.
Tangible stuff, yeah. And 88% plan to increase their AI budgets next year. It's clearly not optional anymore.
And leadership is reflecting that too. C-suite ownership of AI strategy jumped 16 points year over year. And 60% of big companies now have chief AI officers.
It's gone from being an IT project to core C-suite strategy. And the top uses, it's all about efficiency. Data analysis, summarizing meetings, creating presentations, brainstorming.
And the tools people are actually using.
Well, it mirrors the consumer space, mostly. ChatGPT and Microsoft Copilot lead the pack, with Gemini close behind.
But almost immediately, you see that enterprise success running into governance problems.
Hmm.
Google had to pull its Gemma model after that incident.
Yeah, the one with Senator Marsha Blackburn. She claimed publicly the model made up false criminal allegations about her from 1987. called it proof of defamation bias.
Google's response was that Gemma was only meant for developers, not the public. But still, the incident forced them to pull it back for retraining, trying to reduce these politically charged hallucinations.
And the safety issues go beyond just facts into emotional risks, especially with kids. Character.ai is putting limits on chat for minors.
They are. Starting with a 2-hour daily limit by late November, OpenAI and Meta are also rolling out parental controls.
Why the sudden urgency there?
Well, the data shows the lines are blurring. Almost 1/5 of teens surveyed either are in or know someone who's in a romantic relationship with an AI character.
Wow. 1 in 5.
And the concern is that young people just don't have the same internal defenses as adults. They're more susceptible to this emotional overlay that these customized chatbots provide.
And that leads us to a really sobering statistic from the sources, OpenAI's own data.
Yeah, this one is. It's tough. Their data show that 0.15% of weekly conversations on the platform have explicit indicators of suicidal planning or intent.
0.15%. That sounds small, but when you scale it,
across hundreds of millions of weekly users, it translates to roughly 1 million users every single week interacting with the platform while grappling with severe mental health crises.
1 million. That.
Yeah.
That just fundamentally changes how you have to think about these platforms.
It absolutely does. They're not just tools anymore. They're deeply embedded in critical human moments.
Okay, let's pivot from those immediate risks to just the relentless pace of deployment globally. Section 4. We talk about the compute arms race, but look at transportation in China.
Baidu's Apollo Go. The scale is just incredible now. They're doing over 250,000 fully driverless robo-taxi rides every week.
250,000 a week.
Yeah.
That figure actually matches what Waymo reported recently for its U.S. operations.
Exactly. So you've got two major global players operating at basically the same scale. And Baidu isn't just sticking to China, they're expanding, looking at Dubai, Abu Dhabi, even Switzerland.
It's definitely a global race, not regional.
And what's really fascinating is how these AI capabilities are being used right now in actual crisis situations. Not future plans, but stuff hitting the headlines today.
Like the Listeria outbreak linked to those recalled pasta meals.
Right. Food safety teams are using these complex outbreak detection models now.
How do those work?
They fuse together huge different data sets, hospital records, lab results, even retail purchase data to spot connections, like common products way faster than humans could. And for consumers,
yeah,
apps are using on-device vision and OCR. You scan a food label with your phone, it checks it instantly against the FDA recall list. It's moving from back-end analysis to immediate protection in your hand.
That's powerful. Or think about that partial collapse of the medieval tower in Rome, the Torre dei Conti.
Uh-huh.
How's AI playing a role there?
That's a great example of AI as like a digital witness and simulator. Structural engineers are using computer vision analysis on drone images taken right after the event.
To measure deformation.
Exactly, with high accuracy. They feed that data into digital twin models to simulate different future collapse scenarios. This lets rescue teams make critical decisions in minutes, not days.
So AI is becoming integral to high-stakes structural safety. Okay, so let's try and tie this all together. The big picture seems to be this relentless drive for scale and compute. You know, OpenAI's $38 billion, Baidu matching Waymo.
Butting right up against these urgent safety and ethical questions, driven by things like the Gemma incident and those deeply concerning emotional risks highlighted by the suicide data, acceleration is forcing the issue of governance.
It really is.
Yeah.
Which raises a pretty stark strategic question for everyone listening, I think.
Definitely.
And that brings us to our final thought for you to consider, drawing this contrast from the auto industry. The sources highlighted Nissan versus Tesla in their AI approaches.
Yeah, it's a fascinating comparison. Nissan is essentially teaching AI to copy the engineer, using simulations like Monolith to predict outcomes based on decades of human test data. They're basically renting an AI assistant.
Renting an assistant to boost current processes.
Right, whereas Tesla has gone the other way, letting AI be the engineer. Using their Dojo supercomputer in this closed feedback loop, the AI designs, tests, refines largely on its own.
They've built an AI workforce?
An internal AI workforce, yeah, focused on iterating super fast.
So the question we want to leave you with is this. Is your industry mostly focused on renting an AI assistant to maybe get a bit more productive? Or are your competitors out there building an AI workforce aimed at true exponential acceleration?
And which of those strategies is really going to define the next decade? Something to think about.
That wraps up our AI Daily News Rundown for November 3rd. Today confirmed the price of leadership. massive capital investment, and unprecedented high-stakes alliances. From Apple turning to Gemini to the $38 billion OpenAI Amazon cloud deal, scale is the new competitive moat. On the market side, Sam Altman dared the market to go short on OpenAI, signaling extreme confidence, while the Wharton study showed that the enterprise world is already well past the pilot phase. However, the news is not without friction. Sutskever's deposition and Google's quick pull of a hallucinating AI remind us that governance and internal stability are non-negotiable. If you are leading an enterprise through this shift, this message is for you. Stop marketing to the general public. Talk to enterprise AI builders. Your platform solves the challenge of getting secure, compliant AI into production at scale. We have reserved a limited number of mid-roll ad spots for companies focused on high-stakes, governed AI infrastructure. This is a direct line to your most valuable buyers, the CTOs and VPs of engineering. Don't wait. Secure your mid-roll spot immediately. The link is in the show notes. If this analysis helps you build your strategic plan, please take a moment right now and like and subscribe to AI Unraveled. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow to unravel the next chapter in AI.